You're with SBS Radio.
Flowers grow on your grave that you dug yourself, but pass the blame.
Wendulka je dcera přistěhovalců z Československa. Narodila se už v Austrálii. Ve svých 21 letech už má za sebou tato mladá zpěvačka celou řadu úspěchů. V rozhovoru pro SBS Czech nám o sobě řekla víc. Hello Wendulka, you just had a speech at TEDx. How was that?
Hi Sharka, it was so crazy and amazing. It's such an amazing thing to be a part of. I've watched so many TED performances and speeches online. So when I was asked to come on board for TEDx Canberra, I was really excited.
What did you speak about?
The theme for the event was There's No Place Like Home. And I spoke about what home has been for me and what it means for me now as someone who spends a lot of my time on the road. So trying to find home as a stationary place can be really hard.
Because you have traveled the world with your guitar. How was that?
Yeah, it's super fun. I look back at some of the things I've managed to do so far in my short but amazing career, and I feel really grateful to be able to connect with people all over the world with just music.
You're 21 now, isn't it?
Yeah, and 22 in October.
And you already were touring at the age of 14. Did you go by yourself?
No, I went overseas with my dad, and I played some shows in New York. I played some in London. I also lived in Canada for almost 2 years. So I did quite a few shows on the West Coast, in the mountains over there.
You're also a two-time national busking champion. How did you win that?
So the Australian National Busking Championships, they started in Coomer, which is where I was born. And I'd always entered the local music competition. And so when the busking comp started, I just decided to enter. And I guess the judges thought I had something good to offer and that it was good enough to win. So I managed to do that twice. And I also won the People's Choice Award 1 year, which is where the people walking the streets vote for you. So yeah, I've been really lucky to have had some success with audiences in different places, I guess.
I imagine it as if you sing in the street and then you collect the money and the person with the most is the winner. Is that how it is?
Kind of, but not really. So you sing in the street and people can come and watch. If they want to vote for you for the People's Choice Award, they have to buy these like tickets, and they put those tickets in your case, so it's not actually money. And the winners that are chosen by the judges, they're chosen by the judges walking around and listening to their sets and making notes. And then there's finalists from the day, and the finalists compete on stage by performing, I think, maybe a song or two. And again, the judges make notes and compare them. And I think there's 3 or 4 judges and they all just decide who's going to be the winner.
Your parents come from Czechoslovakia. And we have a saying that every Czech is a musician. Did you grow up surrounded by Czech music?
Yeah, I did actually. Dad is a big fan of Jaromír Nohavica. So I grew up listening to him and just Czech folk songs, I guess. My brother Vašek and I used to perform at festivals together when we were really young. I played cello and he played guitar and we both would sing. And that was pretty fun to do because we'd be singing in Czech to Australian audiences.
Yeah, I was about to ask, do you sing in Czech at all?
Not so much anymore. Occasionally I will sing maybe some Czech verses of a song that also is in English. House of the Rising Sun is one that I used to sing with my dad on stage. So occasionally I still pull that one out and do some verses in Czech too.
How is your spoken Czech, by the way?
It's all right. It's not as good as it used to be when I still lived at home, but it was my first language originally, so I can understand it and speak it fairly well, I guess.
Takže můžeme mluvit česky?
Můžeme mluvit česky.
Byla jste v Česku?
Jsem šla s rodičema, když mě bylo jenom 1 rok, ale já si to nepamatuju.
A chtěla byste se vrátit?
Jo, hrozně bych jsem chtěla. Teď jsem si dostala český pas konečně. Jsem ho měla, když jsem byla miminko, ale už jsem ho neměla hrozně dlouho, protože já chci jít hrát muziku v Evropě, tak to by bylo lepší tam jít s českým pasem než australským.
A plánujete hrát i v Česku? Máme tam Karlův most, kde plno hudebníků hraje.
Když by jsem šla do Čech, tak by jsem tam chtěla hrát, ale asi radši v nějakým pení než na Karlův mostu, ale to by jsem taky mohla udělat.
Your Czech is actually amazing. I should have done the whole interview just speaking Czech.
I think my parents would probably cringe a little bit at how jumpy it is now. It used to be a lot better, but
your name Vendulka refers to your Czech origin. How did you choose it?
I didn't choose it. My parents chose it for me.
And even as a performer name, you just went with it.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of Vendulkas around in Australia, so it stands out already to just have it on its own. And I decided that my last name was too hard for people to say, so I just dropped it and just used Vendulka.
I can totally relate to that. Your music is very deep and captivating. I would say very mature for someone who's just 21 years old. John Bon Jovi called you an old soul or old storyteller. What is your inspiration?
I get my inspiration from everywhere. A lot of it comes from personal experience. Sometimes I look at the bigger picture of the world. My most recent single, Good Words, that one's kind of more of a bigger scope song rather than like a one-off experience. And sometimes I write songs from like a friend's point of view, or I put myself in the shoes of a situation that maybe I've personally never experienced, but I like to imagine how I would if I did have that experience myself.
Jaké jsou vaše teď plány? Plánujete někde cestovat, koncertovat?
Jo, já teď jsem si zabukovala koncert ve Bellingen, North Coast, a taky budu hrát v Melbourne early September.
Vendulko, moc děkujeme za rozhovor.
Není zač.
Can I ask you to sing maybe some part of a Czech song for us?
Já viděl divoké koně, běželi jsou mrakem. Já viděl divoké koně, běželi jsou mrakem. Vzduch těžký byl a divně voněl tabákem. Vzduch těžký byl a divně voněl tabákem.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.